Sure, I'm good to go. Okay. So they're asking each of us to take a nice, calm, deep breath in and really surrender in the out breath to your divine wisdom, to your divine knowing, to your divine wellspring of higher awareness that is coming upon thee, because each of us are being Christed. In other words, each of us are coming to receive our own welcome blessings. So the masters that we call upon are in equal in value and respect as our own master self. And part of our initiation, part of our merging into our true highest claim is to offer ourselves humbly to this highest or higher value, arrival, authority, that master within. So when we say authority, it's not an outer authority. It's not someone else's ego. It's really to your own divine wisdom that in one way or another, we've all trespassed against. We've all pulled away, and that was due to our socialization. In other words, we didn't do anything wrong. That was the whole process all along. But this is our time of liberating forces. So the liberating forces is a very powerful presence that is authorizing our divine return. So we're all in the midst of these eclipse energies and moon energies. And in one way, we've been tossed around. And in another, it's so that we find our true placement. So just when you're being tossed here and there to and fro, you find that you land on a safe cushion that you would never have admitted otherwise. In other words, if you just sort of went poking around on your own, it could be 40 years around the mountain. So this is really, these waves are making love attractive. In other words, really allowing our own essence to be seen, to be felt, to be explored, to be welcomed, to be graduated into, to be reassembled. So when they said reassembled, it was like we're now part of the full pie. And so the full pie being that we've never been separate, we've never been lost. We've always been part of the whole of divinity. And this is what we're understanding. This is what we're exploring. This is what we're claiming. But that claiming is not, we can be denied. They're saying it's very essential that we understand that. So we have to claim it, but it's there for the taking. So they're allowing us, they're asking us to sort of merge with that awareness. It's there for the taking. We have to claim it. We have to part ways from fear. We have to part ways from the old trap door. But in essence, it's like the more that we understand, we're set up for victory. We're claiming something that already is, that is already due us, that already is us in our true understanding of self. So allow yourselves to dream and allow yourselves to explore and allow yourselves to welcome back the truth of your essence. The truth of your essence is you are holding master consciousness. The truth of your essence is you're already whole. You're already one. You're already love assembled. Love assembled is, there's no place where love is not. There's no place where God is not, you being the essence of that godly makeup. So what we're learning to do is to step out of that allegiance to form and to allow ourselves to sing. You could be tone deaf, that's okay. So sing is a vibrational singing. It's a vibrational frequency. It's in a vibrational essence. So allowing yourselves to sing is allowing yourself God's mercy. Again, not a big patriarchal God in the sky. This is our God self. This is our higher self. This is our I am presence. So that mercy that's upon us is very strong, is very excited. So when we receive excited, it's a vibrational excitement. So just imagine all these atoms or something just sort of bouncing around with excitement. We want to feel that. We want to register that because it's sort of like our world is no longer the same. In other words, it's kind of like all up for grabs. With our selection, with our homecoming, without our choosing. So when we follow that excitement, when we follow the spirit's dance, when we follow our illuminated gifting, when we follow our illuminated presence, when we follow our early love's arrival, we move into our slotted destination. So our slotted destination is, even though we walk it out, even though we have our free will, so we have choice making to occur, meaning we have to choose it. It's our destiny in that we have to choose it, and yet it's predetermined that we will or we shall, or it's set up to greet us. So anything where you can sort of like really understand the power is there for your choosing, for your excitement, for your say-so. And that power is aligning with the stirring and power of our I am presence, of our God essence. So it's not power, to be run from our ego selection, but it's power to choose one and the same with our liftoff performance, meaning that as we honor our I am presence, as we honor our divine self, as we honor our true reason of attendance. In other words, each of us are holding extraordinary giftings, extraordinary majesty, extraordinary light, extraordinary godly like tendencies. So we want to remember that we all are very, very accustomed to choosing the light. It's not as hard as we fear or state or think. So it's like dropping the thinking, dropping the stating, dropping the historical past, and simply choosing what feels like ourselves, like feels like our true self, feels like this is most customary, this is most natural, this feels most like me, not the individual me, the higher and grander love's ensemble, because the me, the I, the lower self, that's all that personalized boundary, me, myself, and I, and how do I manipulate the world for my own advantage. So we have already chosen to be sweet alibis, meaning to invest, to profess the love of God in all our surroundings. Again, this isn't churchy, this isn't religious, it's the love of our true nature. So it's our godliness, it's our spiritual essence. And so there's no separation from our spiritual essence when we think of our own persuasion and everyone else's spiritual essence. In other words, the higher self of all knows how to bring forth 5D reality, knows how to bring forth all to its proper placement. So wherever we have the vision of lack, and we all have it in some area, some have more than one area, that is coming to a new surprise. In other words, we're dropping that belief in separation, where we're experiencing separation from money, health, relationship, whatever it is, to our natural gifting, to our natural status, to our natural wholeness, to our natural self-alert possessions. So in essence, as we stand tall, as we stand mighty, as we stand fully erect, meaning in our spiritual wholeness, we show all others the same. So in other words, we're asserting our higher presence. It's what we've done often. It's what we're very good at. And as we do that, we offer that remembrance. We offer that passage. We offer that playbook to all that are invited. So everyone's invited, but not everyone receives an invitation in the same moment. And that's fine. So that's not our concern. It's not our concern what another is or is not establishing. What we're understanding is it truly doesn't matter. Because as we open up to our clear abundance, it's our I am self, our higher self is in charge. And it knows how to make all things possible. So as you will align with that golden essence and trust of your true nature, of your true nature that's beyond space and time, of your true nature that is already wholly assembled, all will come to a quickening. All will come to its divine presence. All will come to its divine knowledge base. In other words, everything is already set for our welcoming. So allow yourselves to be gifted. Gifted is when we gift the self, we're gifting all selves. So we're welcoming all of us to be heard, to be understood, to be lifted up, to be fully interfaced. In other words, everyone that's ready, everyone that offers themselves to the quickening will surely receive. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be transferred. Transferred is you don't need to follow the old timeline of yesterday. And yesterday is 10 minutes ago. So as we transfer our faith, as we allow ourselves to proceed, we're gifted with a new transformational arrival. So that is where we have our power, and that is where we have our stride. And the stride is, it doesn't have to be in very small increments anymore. It's like a stride, a sachet, a gallop, a glide. Anything where you feel there's like a greater sense of movement, of circuitry. Remembering, it's sort of like this eclipse energy is like just helping us land in our new support field. And so that support field is that energy and bounty of love that's supporting our true declaration. So allow yourselves to be congratulated, allow yourselves to be strong. Strong is strong in faith that you can move mountains, again, energetically speaking, energetically. So strong in faith that you can choose this new assembly. In other words, I say yes to my higher self. I say yes to my higher occurrence. I say yes to that future self that has been standing there on standby all along, waiting to be seen, waiting to be recognized, waiting to be suggested upon. In other words, chosen. So we're choosing that. Remember the singing. So that's the vibrational singing. That's the welcoming. You may feel tingling. You may hear bells. You may see orbs. You may just be going on faith, and it's all one and the same. There are no spiritual gifts that are superior to others. Everybody's in the right divine place with the gifts that are upon them that are perfect for their passage of time. In other words, everything in divine order. They want us to reflect on that. It's very essential that we drop the comparison, because that's the ego and we're going beyond. So they have something, if it's chosen by my own higher self, if it's chosen by my own higher essence, then it will come upon me when I'm ready to receive, when it can be well managed, when it can be understood. So we're not coveting our neighbors for whatever reason that needs to be articulated. So again, it's sort of like at every moment, our ego's like right there to use it for its advantage. And so we're going past that. We're bypassing that. It's like our higher self's in charge, or I am presence, or divine self, or Buddha self, Christ self, whatever words feel most appropriate. Allow them to be integrated, understood, permitted, secured. Just the way you would just like fasten yourself within a seatbelt, secured, locked in place. And so we're allowing our spiritual DNA to be duly noted, meaning activated in this new placement of present time knowing. Receive, receive, receive. And awaken and come back to the room you're in your own readiness. You may be fully ready. You may need another second or two, and it's important that you allow that to really be following your own higher guidance from now and forevermore. So it is.